Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where in the previous segment, Tommy Grisafi didn't have enough time to make a point. So let's let him make a few points on the outside market's influence on the grains.
We were flirting with that 4% level in the 10-year. We're trading 4.15. So this is a little bit of a repeat of what happened last time. Last time they cut rates, which was almost a year ago, they had cut rates and the 10-year went to 4% and then shot up back up to 4.50, 4.60. During the tariff debacle. So we're flirting with that 4% level, but you got to add 2-3 points to that when you talk about home mortgages. So if you want to get this, if you want to move out of your house where you have a 3-4% loan and want to buy another house, there's that spread of the people who are locked in at 3.5-4 on long-term debt. They don't want to go up to 7 or 8, not to mention the house they'll be moving to will cost a lot more. And one thing to talk about with the interest rates, talking about cattle at all-time highs or talking about what it costs to produce a pound of beef or what it costs to produce grain, our growers and our farmers, they would love to have their operating lines go down. And the way it looks now, they may be a half point lower next year, but there's what the Fed does and what real interest rates do. So the Fed lowers the short-term interest rate, that they did, and they sent out the signal on the dot plot that there could be 2 to 3 more. But then the real market took over and said, no, hold my beer. I'm going back up on these rates. And when I see the stock market at all-time highs and gold at all-time highs, that doesn't look necessarily deflationary. The deflationary parts are energy markets, of course, which is such a big component of inflation. One energy that's really crept up, and I kind of only know this because my next-door neighbor runs NIPSCO, which is Northern Indiana Public Service Co. He's the head engineer there. With all these data centers going in all over America, people like you and I are, and my wife notices it. She's like, are utility bills high? Are we running the air conditioner too much? Is it too many freezers? I go, no, honey, the rate went up. So if we're just a small household and our rates went up, imagine how much extra it costs for farmers to pay all that extra energy. And not to mention insurance on everything's went up. So we could sit here all day and talk about is $4 corn the problem, is $10 corn beans the problem. It's the cost of doing business. It all stems from what happened 5 years ago when we were locked up in COVID. Yep. And we, not just America, but every country made credit easier. And then we had tightened credit to stop inflation. And now we're like, do we run the risk of running a little hot, which I'd say we are, when gold's making all-time highs and the stock market's making all-time highs? It's not typical that the Fed cuts rates when those two are signaling that. But there's the other things too in energy. So that's extremely important to what's going on in ag right now.
Tommy Grisafi, Ag Bull Media. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.